This is Josh Fink, and I'm here with Alan Greenwood and Ben Clardy talking about rec sports. First of all, how do you sign up to participate, and who is eligible to play?
There's a roster forms have been emailed out and put all around campus that you can sign up for. It'll be one roster form per team, and then anybody's eligible to play that's a faculty or a student that's enrolled in Ouachita. And anybody taking more than 12 hours can play.
Okay, and when is the deadline to sign up?
We're going to have a mandatory captain's meeting on Wednesday, September 2nd at 9 p.m. So basically you sign up, you put a roster together, you have to be at that meeting. So if you're not at the meeting, then you basically your team can't play. So.
Okay, when and where will the games be held?
The football games will be down at the intramural field, down by the OBU football and baseball field. And they'll be held at 4, 5, and 6 o'clock Monday through Thursday.
Okay, are there any specific rules for the football rec sports season that new players need to know?
Yeah, basically, it's basically 7-on-7, but the key issue is when you're on the offensive line, you can't use your arms, and you're on the defensive line whenever you're rushing the quarterback, you can't use your arms either. So basically, linemen can always catch if you're on offense. Anybody on offense can catch the football. And on defense, the defensive line, whenever they rush the quarterback, they can't use their hands to basically like push him out of the way. And so those are big things. You can't stiff arm anybody or do anything like that when you have the football. So a lot of people just hold on to the football with two hands. So it's just little simple things like that that you kind of learn along the way, especially in the first couple weeks of the flag football season.
How many teams are y'all expecting to sign up this year?
We'll have about 40 sign up. There'll be more guys' teams and girls' teams, and we're hoping for quite a few freshman teams, too.
Okay, and let's just get picks on each division from both.
Yeah, in the upper division, it's kind of, I think it's been a foregone conclusion. A team called Rexhorn has dominated the flag football season the last 2 years. They've been undefeated both years. Last year, they didn't. I think the closest game was 21 points, and so in the championship game, they won by like 35. The team didn't even get across half the 50-yard line. So that's definitely going to be the team in the upper division. There'll be other teams like the Benchwarmers, Kappa will be pretty good, Beta. There'll be a couple teams, those four teams mainly in the upper division. Then you look at lower division, there'll be all kinds of teams. There'll be a faculty team that'll be pretty impressive. The Rosigs usually play in the lower division. That's really where the freshman guys are going to really be instrumental, is that a freshman team will probably be in the top four, at least make it to the semis. And then you look at the women's, the softball team obviously is going to be very athletic. They're going to be really good in the upper division. The Chi Deltas and the E's, there's usually not as many upper division women's because it's just really difficult. Then the lower division, a team called Freshman 15 is really good. I think they've won the championship the last 2 years. I know they won last year, but that'll be a really good team, very organized team in the lower division. And there'll be some freshman teams that'll really do well in the women's lower as well. It's just really hard for a newer team to come along and to kind of, without any experience and without knowing the rules, it's kind of hard for them to break through in the upper division.
Any different picks, Ben?
No, I'm going to go along with Alan on that. I mean, the Rex won't be tough. They got a lot. I mean, they've got a lot of upperclassmen that have been here for 3-4 years that are solid, and they know how to play. They know the rules. They've been there, done that. So it'll be hard for any freshman team to challenge them. I mean, I hope one can, but it'd be interesting to see if one could. I hope it can.
Do you think that a freshman team could actually come in and potentially upset any division?
Well, honestly, last year, the lower division champions, the Thundercats, were honestly one of the most athletic teams in upper or lower division. They were really, they had a guy named David Street who's actually going to play for Rexhorn this next year, but he's a really athletic quarterback. And the reason that they did is they basically got the best players together. Now, this is the lower division, which is completely different as far as talent level, but they just got some of the better players together. They didn't A lot of times a freshman team will come along and they'll have great talent, great ability, better than a lot of other teams, but they'll just bicker, they'll argue a lot. And the biggest thing in that is that you just got to have one coach that just says, hey, this guy's going to go here, you're going to play wide receiver, you're going to play line, because everyone coming in freshman year is an all-state wide receiver and all-state quarterback. So that's just, as long as a team can come in and just chemistry-wise they can get along and they can just really mesh well together, you know, I think there's definitely the opportunity there. It just doesn't always happen, because that's not always the case. So
any tips for freshman teams coming in to possibly help them?
First off, I'd say good luck. It'll be hard. I mean, like Alan said, good chemistry, you gotta have that. And you know, you'll be playing against guys that've been there for 3 or 4 years that don't. You know, they know what they're doing, and you know, it's your first year to play, so have fun, play hard, good chemistry, and hopefully we'll win some games.
All right, thank you guys, and that's going to wrap up this interview.